What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Syria, asking Bill Raja of the FDD, who is Abu Muhammad al-Jalani? Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Turkey, who is he? Where does he come from? What's he want? Hussein Haqqani, a former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute, joins to comment on the scale of turmoil throughout the Ummah, all capitals, not just the Arab capitals, with the fall of the Assad regime after 30 years. Then to what does Hezbollah and the IRGC do, mean, organize after the Assad flight, cutting Tehran off from Beirut, the direct route to ship in arms and men, equipment, money. Hezbollah is cut off and reduced. What of Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Turkey? Discussing all that with Bill and Hussein. Then to Malcolm Hoenlein to talk about what we have in front of us is a challenge to Israel, already conducting itself with the Hamas war, with the Hezbollah fight in the north, and now needing to secure the Syrian frontier, IDF moving into the Golani Heights to provide security to the Druze villages on the Golan Heights, also into Mount Hermon, the high point of the region, and setting up shop temporarily, says the IDF. But then again, Syria is no longer an organized state. It's a failed state with a jihadist as the claiming to be ruler of a failed state. Not a good formula. Is this going to go Libya's way faster or slower? There is no successful example in the Arab Spring of a turmoil like this leading to peace and equanimity. We'll see where this is going, but there's a lot of violence ahead of us and a lot of guns and chemical weapons and other bad details inside Syria that we're going to discover in these next days, not the least the horrors of the prisons. To Ukraine, with Bill Raggio and John Hardy. Ukraine is now, Kyiv is now saying 400,000 casualties, dead, wounded, and missing in the 3 years of war. We've not had that number before. John Hardy thinks it might be low. It's more than we've had at any point. It looks to be connected to the visit by Mr. Zelensky to Paris over the weekend to sit with President Macron and President-elect Trump and talk about ending the war. That is an ambition. Hezbollah in Latin America, Joseph Umar joins to talk about the Syrian and Lebanese communities, diaspora, in Latin America, and now Hezbollah has blossomed inside those communities, so has the IRGC of Iran. And they're not backing off because of the difficulties in Lebanon and Syria. Hezbollah is vigorous and active throughout Latin America, says Joe. I also talked to Ernesto Araujo about Mercosur, which is an agreement between Europe and some of the states of Latin America, chiefly Brazil and Argentina, about food, balancing the needs of the farmers in France and Britain and Germany and Netherlands with the needs of the farming possible in the vast estates of Latin America. Ernesto Araujo reminds that they concluded this once upon a time, and it didn't last because of rejection by states in the EU. We'll see again. And then Mark Clifford, a former Hong Kong citizen, writes of the torment of Jimmy Lai, the Apple Daily billionaire who's been in jail these last years, since 2020, I believe, accused of having met with the Vice President of the United States and the Secretary of State of the United States. That's his crime, according to the authorities in Hong Kong. We go off to Malaysia to talk Gordon Chang and I, to talk to Charles Ortel about the China investment strategy, which is none whatsoever. No outside investments going into China, I'm told, or very little compared to what they need. And the opportunities in Malaysia, whether Malaysia will be part of the tariff regime or not, Charles was unsure, but he's enjoying himself looking at the prospects of a new land that can build factories. China's factories are no longer trusted. Conversation with Henry Sikorsky about North Korea, a war game that he put together prior to the collapse of the president of South Korea, Yoon, with his martial law and his apology, and the failure to impeach and remove him, but that doesn't mean that he's restored. So we do a war game about the PRC, China, and the DPRK moving in a coordinated fashion against Taiwan for the PRC and South Korea for the DPRK, a very critical movement that would leave the U.S. outside of the region. Also, we talk about the possibility of using drones, unaffiliated drones, to attack a nuclear power plant, putting a nation in at risk. South Korea's got a big one to attack. And then Conrad Black joins with the defense of Canada. It was included in the sweeping statements by President-elect Trump about tariffs against Mexico and Canada. And Conrad Black, who is a very close colleague of President Trump's, wants to know why Canada was included. It's our best ally. I want to know, too. Finally, Patrick Tucker from Defense One joins to talk about the B-52s that were sent against ISIS in these last days following the fall of Assad in Damascus. B-52s against a desert gathering of whatever ISIS is these days, mostly talk. In any event, they're deadly talk. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.